Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Transport Topics in Washington, D.C., this is Road Signs. Here is your host, Seth Clevenger.
Thank you for listening to Road Signs, the podcast series from Transport Topics that explores the trends and technologies that are shaping the future of trucking. In this episode, we're going to examine how technology convergence can enable a more connected and more efficient supply chain. Modern transportation companies are accumulating data from a variety of sources, including transportation management systems, in-cab technology, mapping and routing software, onboard video, and more. But how can carriers, shippers, and logistics companies better connect these disparate data streams and work together more efficiently? We'll set out to answer that question in this episode. But before we begin, I'd like to invite you to keep up to date on technology news and other important industry issues by subscribing to Transport Topics at ttn.ws/ttsubscribe. You can also text ttsubscribe to 571-622-0001. And now, to learn more about the future of fleet management technology, we're going to take you to Trimble Transportation's 2023 Insight Technology Conference in Las Vegas. During the show, I sat down with Trimble CEO Rob Painter to discuss the company's continued investment in the freight transportation industry and his vision for a more connected supply chain. Let's play that interview now. I'm here in Las Vegas at Trimble Transportation's 2023 Insight Conference, and I'm very excited to speak with Trimble's CEO, Rob Painter. Thanks for joining the podcast, Rob.
Seth, good to be with you. You're so well known in the industry. We're glad to have you here again.
Of course, wouldn't miss it. And I think we can start with the conference itself. You know, let's talk a little bit about Insight, which of course has grown into one of the biggest gatherings in the transportation technology sector, or the VPs of technology and the CIOs and the CTOs, the trucking and logistics companies out there. You see a lot of familiar faces here. But of course, this is also a chance to, not only talk about new product features and the product roadmap, it's also an opportunity for your customers and integration partners to talk about where the industry is headed. What are the big trends they need to stay on top of? So just speak to the conference. What do you hope that attendees get out of this event? What value do you want to provide from a gathering like this?
Well, we're proud of the gathering, and we're proud of, and grateful to see all the people from the industry who are coming together here. These are customers of Trimble. These are partners of Trimble. We've opened this up over the years, and even our traditional competitors are here as well. And we really want that to be a sign of how we think about the importance of connection in this industry and the ecosystem that's so important in order to be able to drive the efficiencies and the gains and the improvement that our customers are asking for. So in terms of what do we hope to get out of this event, we hope for our customers to be able to drive connection. And driving connection is the theme of this conference this week. That connection can come in many forms. One form of that connection is around software education, and that's the number one reason that customers have told us that they are here. So it's a user conference. Let's make it a user conference. Let's go do some learning. It's a technology conference. Let's go learn about some technology. And we have a good number of educational sessions. We have a partner pavilion that's super busy, and we had a nice reception last night where we got to see customers and partners got to see one another over the course of the evening. Our aim in driving that connection, we want to connect users, data, stakeholders across our industry lifecycle, and we want to show how through the adoption of technology their customers can do their work better, faster, safer, cheaper, and greener. And in terms of driving connection, that networking aspect, that's the number two reason that people tell us that they come to this conference. So we think it's important to provide every opportunity we can for the formal and the informal interactions.
Yeah, for sure. Your customers and trucking companies in general, I think, do like to learn from each other. Yes. They watch what their peers are doing, and this is yet another opportunity to do that. Broadly speaking, one of the big challenges that the industry is facing from a technology standpoint is effectively harnessing all this data that they're collecting now, right? I mean, we've come a long way with all the telematics, all the back office software, more and more IoT devices, and there's so much that's connected. But how do you use that information? So maybe just speak to that, Rob. How can trucking and logistics companies put that data to better use, and how are you tackling that challenge at Trimble?
That's a good question. So in this morning's keynote, I talked about the explosion of data in the world. And the fact is that over 2.5 quintillion bytes of data are created every day. And it's a number that's just hard to get your head around. And so put it in terms of mileage around the sun, you'd have to go around the sun 27 billion times to get to that, number. It's just staggering to think about that. And we talked about, as well as this world we live in, which the acronym is VUCA, and the volatility, the uncertainty that's in the world, the ambiguity and the complexity. Those are the words that connect to that acronym. And that doing business the way we've always done it, it becomes the challenge, becomes the imperative in a world that's increasingly volatile and uncertain, and when there is so much data being produced. So when we think about leveraging the data, and when our customers think about leveraging the data, when they talk to us about it, you know, I like to think about asking the question, what problem are you trying to solve? Right. Inversely, you could ask, what opportunities are you trying to exploit, or you're trying to create? But if we talk about problems to solve, you know, we hear our customers these days talking about difficulties in finding a qualified workforce, difficulties in retaining that workforce, right? The driver turnover is a staggering statistic. Sure. in our industry. Environmental sustainability is increasingly a topic for our customers. Our customers are also asking us to help them move from optimizing tasks to optimizing systems. And so when we think about the plethora of technology that you mentioned, and you could use the word point solutions or purpose-built solutions to describe that. And we do a lot of them, and we have a lot of partners here who do a lot of other solutions as well. And those are all good, and they've driven efficiencies and productivity. And we believe in this world of connected data that we can move to solve the higher order problem. And that's the difference of moving from task optimization to system optimization. Mm-hmm. That's great if you can, in your own work, optimize a route and save mileage. It's great. What's better is if you can eliminate the empty miles on the other side of that. That's the difference of looking at the task to the system optimization. So that's the nature of how we're thinking about data. Start with those problems you're trying to solve, and then work backwards from
them. Yeah, well, that's great guidance. And I think the raw material, you know, the data, you know, is abundant, to say the least, as you put it. And clearly the opportunity is pretty fascinating when you think about, you know, how much better and how much more efficient this industry can become. Another piece of that, I think, is the advance of artificial intelligence, machine learning. You know, that's of course a huge trend in software development across all industries. You know, it's also not really anything new. You know, AI has existed in some form for decades, and in fact there are those who, you know, would have viewed, you know, calculators as AI at one point, you know, very early form, but and it's a very broad term as well. But when you look at the opportunities to improve business intelligence, to really use data to drive better decision making and more efficient decision making, just tell us how you see AI improving freight transportation.
Sure. Hey, let's acknowledge we made it 5 minutes into a podcast without talking about AI. So that might be a record at this point. We are all talking about it at the moment, you know, and it's both a funny thing and a powerful thing. Funny insofar as we've been doing artificial intelligence and machine learning and data analytics for many years. We just didn't maybe know we were supposed to be bragging about it. I mean, we're certainly in a bit of that hype cycle right now. And let me say, I think that hype cycle is legitimate. You know, the real transition or convergence and breakthrough is around generative AI, and it is nearly astonishing what is happening. And I really do believe it's going to change the anatomy of work and drive levels of productivity and efficiency into the economy that we haven't seen. And I think it makes it all the more imperative that for us as a technology company that we're investing in these capabilities, and from a customer and a market perspective, that people are looking to see how they can adopt technology in order to make their businesses better. So when I think about the world of AI and what's already happening, I think about things that we're already doing, and I think about things that will be done in the future. So let's take an example of video intelligence. So we can do this today to be able to provide you data to know if you have driver fatigue, mm-hmm. For example. And the value proposition of that is very powerful. It's very simple. Two words: saving lives. Like literally saving lives. That's something worth investing in. And so we have some of our global customers who already invest in that. And that's machine learning technology that enables us to do that. Predictive dwell times. That's an interesting application of AI, and where we see that we're able to start to deliver more capabilities around that. You could look at the mapping data we have and how we can enhance that through artificial intelligence. And so think about the generation, automatic generation of geofences to put them in their right context, or detecting road network changes. So these are the sort of the starter examples of what's happening in the world of AI. For sure, we'll see it in user support. And generative AI, I think, has a real role to play here. We're in the early stages of seeing what it's already doing for us, and in turn, what we can help that do for our customers. Because that user support is a real need that the market has. And nobody wants to go read manuals, user manuals, and not everybody wants to pick up the phone or make a call. The ability of I call them the chat boxes or chat bots to be able to respond and understand context and give answers in plain English, like that's here. Yeah. That's not fantasy, that's here. And so these are some of the examples where we see this coming to life. With the scope and the scale we have as Trimble, from the size of the company to the amount of data that runs through our systems across all the industries we serve, we think we're in a pretty unique position to be able to help our customers capitalize on that.
Okay. You know, another big initiative at Trimble has been helping your customers, you know, migrate from more traditional IT infrastructures, you know, on-premise systems to better connect to data sources through, you know, what you call the Trimble Transportation Cloud, you know, more cloud-based IT infrastructure. In broad terms, how is that effort progressing? You know, take us through the work that you're doing with your customers to help them, you know, migrate to, you know, a newer, more modern approach to their.
One of the things I talked about this morning was in the keynote was is the data point that 90% of the world's data has been created in the last couple of years. It's just an astonishing explosion of data. The compute power that it took to put men on the moon in the 60s is available in the phone in your pocket or the phone in your hand. And you just think about that. And you know what's driving this explosion of data really, I think, happens at the intersection of connectivity, of cloud and compute power. That's what's enabling, I'd say, the acceleration and the velocity of change of technology. So we talked about that cloud part, and we talked about connectivity, and I think those are important as it relates to migration towards cloud environments and modernizing IT infrastructures. And we look at the end game we have at Trimble. We want to drive connection. That's the theme of our conference, connectivity. Is fundamental to us. We and our vision in transportation is to create a global seamless supply chain. And you know, we've been working on this for decades at the intersection of the physical and the digital worlds. So now to think about the Trimble Transportation Cloud, imagine scenario one is to drive connection, you have to make hundreds of point-to-point connections of technologies and data schema. Door number two, or option number two, is you can make one integration into a cloud environment. Ding, ding, ding. Let's go with door number two as the winner. That's the direction of the transportation cloud. And let's use an example of that, and let's talk about average dwell time metrics, because it's not just connectivity to the cloud, it's connectivity to the data that you have inside of that cloud. You got to have both. So an average dwell time metric could be generated from understanding the position that you get through GPS. We want to be able to index that against a proprietary database of commercial locations that we have. We could look at our Engage Lane product solution for procurement. And now a fleet manager is also going to want to understand and be able to get an estimated time of arrival. Intersecting these data schemes across the stakeholders in the industry can provide us an ability to deliver average dwell time metrics. That's the kind of thing that we can do through the transportation cloud. And let me say, it's not just about connecting Trimble stuff. It's also about connecting the solutions that our customers are using. We need to meet customers where they are, and they're not only using Trimble technology. So it's important to us to be open to third-party data sources into our transportation cloud.
Hello, Roadside listeners. Dan Ronan here from Transport Topics. I'm here to tell you about our new extended cuts of the Road Signs podcast. If you like what you learn here, I think you're going to really love this. So what is the Road Signs extended cut? Well, instead of ending the recording and saying our guest farewells, we're keeping our expert guests around for an extra one or two questions to gather a deeper, fuller picture of the influential topics in transportation. We capture that insight and convert it into a printable download that will help you navigate the latest trucking trends and guide your next business decision. Considering the easy, linkable, and printable format, you can keep the extended cut for your next big meeting, send it to your friends and colleagues, or pack it up for your next big conference. So how do you get the latest download? Well, it's real simple. Visit ttn.ws/extended cut. That's ttn.ws/extended cut.
Hey, Road Signs listeners. It's your man, Mike Freeze, here to tell you that the call-in lines are open. What does that mean, you may ask? Isn't this a podcast, not a radio show? You're correct, but we found a new way that you can call in and leave myself or my co-host, Seth Clevenger, a message. Leave us a message on new topics you'd like to hear more about or ask questions you may have about the trucking industry. Give us a ring at ttn.ws/speakpipe.
I see that going through the expo hall, all these companies, all these integration partners, and yes, in some cases, competitors, but also partners. It's a very interesting ecosystem in the technology space that supports the transportation industry, and it's amazing to see how many new companies have entered and investors, and it certainly has been a field that has blossomed in the last say 5 to 10 years. I do want to, before we go any further, talk about one of the biggest news items to discuss for Trimble. Of course, Trimble's transportation segment is now much more global with the acquisition of Transporeon. Transporeon has built its business primarily in Europe, but it's a very large operation. This was roughly a $2 billion acquisition, so clearly a big move on Trimble's part. First, tell us a little bit more about that acquisition, and also, do you anticipate continuing to expand Trimble Transportation in other global markets moving forward?
Sure. So yes, it's the largest acquisition we've done in the history, in the 45-year history of Trimble. So to take that as a sign of the commitment we have to that vision to create a global seamless supply chain. And let's take that word global and start there. Our customers are global customers. Shippers and carriers. So if you take shipper customers, multinational companies could be in building supply materials, could be in consumer packaged goods. They're not asking for country-specific answers. They're asking not just for regional answers. They're asking for global. They're looking for global answers and global solutions. And so in context of that vision, it would be a natural that we would think in a global context and how we could expand the global footprint and capabilities that we have. Through Transporeon, we acquired what we think is the singular leading transportation management platform in the industry. Why do I say that? This platform has over 48 billion euro of freight that moves through it It's got over 1,400 shippers on the platform, over 160,000 carriers on this platform, over 3,000 integrations into WMS systems, into ERPs and TMSs that the network has. Hundreds of thousands of transactions and loads are moving through this platform every single day. So it brings a scale and a scope and a density, which we think is a nice fit for the ambition level and the place where we are today with our business. The Transporeon business is historically European-centric. Our business is historically North American-centric. Their business in Transporeon, which is of course now ours, but their business is historically shipper-centric, from shipper-centric origins. Our origins story comes from a carrier side. So just think about how that's a complementary set of views and capabilities and strengths to come together. That's the idea we have behind this, and we're really liking what we see so far. It's a really great fit with the culture. We're finding places where we can have good product synergies between the businesses. We're finding customers are helping shape and tell us where we need to go as a business. So really happy to be able to have announced that we closed it in April, and very excited about the future.
Yeah, well, just the mere fact that that's the largest acquisition in Trimble's history says a lot, given the number and size of some of the previous acquisitions. Even just looking specifically at the transportation side of the business, there's been a steady ramp up, really going back to 2011. When Trimble acquired PeopleNet, those who have been in the industry for a decade plus will remember a lot of these names, but TMW, ALK, a lot of other big acquisitions. Of course, I have to ask, after closing a $2 billion acquisition with Transporeon, is Trimble still open to more acquisition, to more M&A, if the opportunity is right, or is it time to stand pat and maybe digest what you've just done?
I think the more responsible thing is to focus on bringing it together. Yeah. At this point, when we think about impacting and affecting and moving our strategy forward, a good framework I've used over time is build, buy, or partner. And our primary emphasis is to always invest in our own growth, the organic growth. And at Trimble, over the last 4 years, we've invested $2 billion into research and development. This year, we'll invest closer to $600 million. To me, that's always the first priority of how to allocate our capital, is to put it back into the businesses we have and help grow and innovate and take those businesses forward. Then we'll look to acquisitions from there. And, an opportunity like this with Transporeon doesn't come up very often. In fact, we think it's a generational opportunity, and we wanted to be at the table for it. What you're seeing from us, and if you were here in person, you'd see in the halls, is partnership. Yeah. And we've got a lot of emphasis on strengthening and building and broadening the partnerships. I think it's the sum of these three things that come together to affect that vision to build that global seamless supply chain.
Yeah, well, that's great guidance. Not just building within Trimble, but also partnering outside the company. I do want to spend some time on cybersecurity, of course, a very important topic. I actually attended a good session on that topic here just before this interview. And it's an issue, of course, that never goes away, right? You're never done with cybersecurity. This is something that the CIOs, the CTOs, the VPs of technology who are attending this conference are always thinking about. So how is Trimble helping its customers stay ahead of the ransomware attacks and security breaches we're seeing out there? Because clearly, the transportation industry has become a target. And we've seen some very high-profile examples and also some a lot of mid-sized companies that have been hit pretty hard. How do you help your customers navigate this landscape where cybersecurity is such a preeminent threat?
Yeah, Seth, that's a great question. It's a timely question. We're doing this interview in Las Vegas, and I think it was the MGM that was shut down a few days ago. They had to go full manual in order to be able to get people in and out. The level of high profile hacks and ransomware attacks is scary. There's a lot of bad actors out there in the world, and for sure it's more and more a topic that we're hearing from our customers. In fact, that's one of the reasons we see more of our customers asking us to help them migrate to the cloud. The ability for companies self-hosting to keep up to fight the cyber threat I mean, frankly, it's just becoming insurmountable, the nature of the threat actors that are out there. Yeah, let's talk about our industry. We've had some data that shows us our industry is the sixth most targeted industry for cyber attacks. Like, that's a crazy number, right? That's a lot. We saw data that showed us that there's double the amount of ransomware attacks in 2022 as compared to 2021. So that's the bad news. The good news is when you're working with Trimble, you're working with a company that has security operations teams that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You've got a company that's putting tens of millions of dollars into cyber capable technology. And it's something that you have to work on every single day just to continue to stay up with it, hopefully stay ahead of it. It's really becoming more and more, we see this at the forefront of the customer conversations that we're having. And what we see is that companies that are small, for better or for worse, they just can't keep up. It is such a burden, frankly, to be able to spend and to put into the technologies. And so we think our scale in this case gives us advantage. The nature of the cloud relationships we have with providers such as Microsoft is also a really big deal, because, you know, think about what we're spending. When I talk about tens of millions, you'd be talking tens of billions probably, you know, collectively across the big cloud providers.
Yeah, for sure. We already touched on some of the current pain points that your customers are experiencing in the trucking industry. You mentioned, you know, driver recruiting, driver retention, of course, are always, you know, this challenge that never goes away. Top of that, like dwell time, and that's also a driver satisfaction issue. If drivers are stuck waiting at a shipper consignee's facility, they're not making money. At the same time, motor carriers have been weathering a down cycle in the freight market. You know, when you talk to your customers at the show and, you know, in recent months, what are some of the challenges that they're trying to solve right now through the use of technology, apart from some of the ones you've already mentioned?
Yes, Seth, well, you hit on some of the really important ones, that driver recruitment, retention, safety. Safety of life on our roads is a really big deal. Efficiencies, unlocking those efficiencies. Okay, so in a tight freight market, you know, when the pennies matter, and obviously pennies, you know, I was with two customers last night. One, their company drives over 250 million miles a year, and another one drives over 330 million miles a year. Do the math, a penny matters.
That will add up.
Yeah, so the efficiency frontier is very, very top of the mind, especially in a tighter freight market. You know, being able to differentiate through the use of technology, if you can provide data to your customers with those dynamic, let's say a dynamic ETA, like, okay, that's an added value. How do you stand out to win more business? And we think you can do that through technology. Sustainability is also a topic for our customers. Now, I'll say it depends which customers and where they are in the world. But I can tell you for sure is that the customers that we're serving in this industry, think like the customer's customer, this is becoming more and more of a topic in the hierarchy of the taxonomy of scope 1, scope 2, scope 3 emissions. In customers in the markets that we're serving, they are those ultimate customers. You know, they're looking to understand their emission profile. Yeah. And see how they can positively impact that. So we as an industry have to be able to stay up with that.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just a matter of, you're going to deliver the freight on time at the lowest price. It's also, how sustainably are you going to do it? And that is a new conversation that's happening between some shippers and carriers, and we're just starting to see. And Rob, you were appointed Trimble CEO in January of 2020. You know, you're looking back, a lot's happened in the world since that time, to say the least. But when you look back over the last 3.5 years, what stands out most to you about how Trimble has evolved in the transportation space in particular, and how your customers have adapted to all the changes and disruptions they've experienced these past several years?
Yeah, so I've been working at Trimble for over 17 years. Mm-hmm. I've seen an extraordinary amount of growth and innovation over my career at Trimble. Yeah, coming into the role of CEO in January of 2020, first, an extraordinary honor and privilege. I love what we do. I'm a total believer. The mission, and really, if I think about the why and the mission of Trimble, but the why of Trimble, feed the world, move the world, build the world. That's something I can wake up and feel good about every single day. And we're doing that in a context of that VUCA environment I talked about, right? So that volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. It's been a while since we've seen, right, the amount that we've had, and of course the supply chain whipsaws are, I think, a good example of VUCA in motion, from the shortages, that we had on one side, to the overages on the other side, and how that's impacted folks in our industry. You know, as I reflect on that, and I look forward about where we are and where the industry is going. We're going to continue to innovate. We're going to continue to invest in this business. We believe that we're going to continue to see more connection, more collaboration. We're going to continue to see the explosion of data and cloud and things and topics such as AI and generative AI. These are converging. The world's moving fast. We're here with you. We're going to keep innovating, and couldn't be more excited to see where this future takes us.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good place to just about wrap up here. But any final thoughts you'd like to share, Rob, as you look to the future and envision the transportation industry 5-10 years down the road? How might things be different? How might things be better? Maybe just talk a little bit about that as a parting word here.
You know, I'm inspired by a couple of things that have shaped the direction and the strategy that we're taking at Trimble. One of them is that notion that what got us here won't get us there. And I thought about that when I came into the seat a few years ago, that we had had, a very successful track record over decades as a company. But that didn't entitle us to future success, because the world's changing. Yeah. And we live in a competitive world. And I love competing every day. So I think there's a humility that comes along with that, to be able to step back and say, we're not entitled to that future. We got to earn it. We got to earn it every day. We got to earn our customers' business every day. What got us here won't get us there. And then in that VUCA environment, I think that call has a call to action to rethink the paradigms that we operate under, because I don't think those traditional methods and means that we've taken are sufficient anymore in the world in which we're operating. And I think technology has a wonderful role to play in that, and in fact, probably a crucial role to play in that. So I'm an all-in believer on that. I'm also a believer in this idea of, there's a book called Atomic Habits, and it talks about this idea of just being 1% better every day. Like, the cumulative impact of that is extraordinary. Being 1% better every day, like fast forward a year, that's a 37x improvement.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how far you've come, especially when you look back. I mean, I remember when I started covering this industry 12 years ago, the conversations we're having now are so far beyond where the industry was in that amount of time. But I see we're at a good stopping point, and you have a busy day ahead of you still, days ahead of you still at this conference. So I'll leave it right there, Rob. But thank you again for joining the podcast and sharing your thoughts and insights. It's been a great conversation.
Great to be with you, Seth. Thanks.
Did you know you can ask Alexa to open Transport Topics? In just 1 minute, you will hear the biggest trucking headlines of that day. Be prepared and start your morning off right with Transport Topics.
Before we close, let's take a moment to revisit our original question. How can transportation companies harness technology to work together more effectively and create a more efficient supply chain? As we've heard during this episode, technology integration and seamless data flows could enable closer connections among drivers, trucks, carriers, shippers, and logistics providers. Trimble's approach to this challenge is to connect various data streams on a common cloud-based ecosystem that incorporates information not only from its own products and services, but also those from its traditional competitors and other third-party vendors. Ultimately, these types of efforts to forge better technology connections in the trucking industry can produce more efficient workflows for drivers and load planners, while also improving safety, reducing empty miles, and trimming costs. If you've enjoyed this episode of Road Signs, please let others know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If my questions have sparked questions of your own, share them with me and the Road Signs team. You can email us at share@ttnews.com. We'll read them and respond daily. Also, let us know how we did by texting TTSurvey to 571-622-0001. And of course, we'll be back soon with a fresh episode of Road Signs. Until then, I'm Seth Clevenger. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.